This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Rabbi zidna ilma. Allah, increase us in beneficial knowledge. Warzukana fahma. And may Allah give us a deeper understanding of the beautiful deen of Islam. With that intention, wa amalan mutaqabbala. May Allah Ta'ala let us become practicing believers. But such practicing believers that whatever we do, it must be accepted by you, O Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa shifa'an min kulli da'. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us well-being, good health of all kind of ailments. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa Allah salawat upon us khalista Rasulullah. Tadi khalista Rasul wat ons gelost die Quran en die Sunnah van ons khalista Rasulullah. En het geremind voor ons dat hou vast aan daardie twee. Dan kan hulle nie astray gaat nie. Mag Allah voor ons gesterkt op onze iman en taqwa inshaAllah. Een geleerde persoon en mensen, dat de human mind can be repaired and rebooted from all the viruses of the heart, soul and mind. But only with the software system that is known as the Sharia and Iman. Because the strength of one's Iman and a'malu saliha, good deeds, will serve as the best antivirus against all the bad and wicked viruses that the world brings forth on a daily basis of Shaitan and the evil forces. Daarom is het zo belangrijk voor ons om te zitten met open harten en reflect op die message wat Allah Ta'ala leert voor ons uit in de Koran en de Sunnah van onze geliefde Rasulullah. In other words, every Jumu'ah and every advice to the believers is how this believer can reconnect himself to the Creator. If we look at the religion, is derived from a Latin word which means to reconnect. And that is what deen is about, to reconnect us to Allah. Therefore, when you scan the Quran, you will see every page practically Allah reminds us, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. O people of Iman and practice righteous deeds. The famous world boxer back in the 70s, the 80s, Muhammad Ali. He was Christian of faith gewis, but a principled man. Allah loved him so much that Allah put in his heart the nur of guidance that he chose the name from his Christian name. He chose it to be Muhammad and to be Ali. Subhanallah. And he used to say in his boxing ring, I am the greatest. Until that nur of guidance came to his heart that he mentioned to a massive congregation. Those years he was the highlight in the world when there was no really technology, but he was in every newspaper to be found. And he said, he once made a prayer to the Almighty and he said, I ask Allah for wealth. And you know what wealth Allah gave me? He says, Al-Islam. Imagine. And he says, that's a priceless gift that the Almighty has given me. The nur of hidayah, of guidance. So on the front page in one newspaper that came out, Waves made the statement, I came to realize Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. He understood when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person has tasted the sweetness of Iman. When in your heart you are satisfied that Allah is the greatest. And Muhammad Islam is your role model. And Islam is your way of life in your everyday, in every aspect of your life. That person has tasted the sweetness of Iman. May Allah grant us that sweetness. That good deeds that every day you try to come close to Allah. And your ibadah becoming a slave, a servant of Allah. It will take you to Jannah. But our scholars of the soul says it's a fine line where your adab. It will kulli shay, qabla kulli shay, al-adab, ba'da kulli shay, al-adab, kullu shay. That adab, your mannerism, your etiquettes with people, with Allah's creation, comes before everything. It is after everything. It is everything. When we look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, these were great, great giants of Islam. They were known as Ulil Azmi min ar-Rusul, the great outstanding prophets. Allah left in the Quran what was the advice for the offspring to come. They had a concern of the offspring to come, that they all must be raised with Iman. وَوَصَى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Anbiya reminded the children, the offspring, the grandchildren, Allah favored you with deen. Be proud being a Muslim. Live with Islam. Let every breath of yours be Islam. Die with Iman. And be raised yawm al-qiyamah as a proud Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam had a concern. Yaqub alayhi salam had a concern. How important is Iman, your development, nurturing that Iman, connecting yourself to the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, my dear friends in Islam, we see the great sacrifice. Because we are now in the days of Hajj. People are making preparation throughout the world. Allah handpicks. Allah selects certain people to be the ambassadors, wherever they find themselves, to be the ambassadors of this beautiful deen of Islam. Hajj being the fifth pillar of Islam. Hajj is a journey to take out the dhulumat, all the darknesses that we're surrounded with, and to bring us to the true nur, the true light. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. That light that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was searching. When he looked to the moon, he said, this is my Allah. When the moon vanished, he said, that is not Allah. When he looked at the sun, he said, that's my Allah. When the sun disappeared, he said, that's not my Allah. And he came to realize, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ardi hanifan muslima wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. He came to realize that Allah is greater than the sun, than the moon, than the cosmos, than everything. That is the Allah, the originator of everything. That is the Allah that I am longing for. And he was tested. He was tested with his own guardians. When his mind could not perceive, how can you worship an idol? And he challenged the people worshipping idols as a young man. And he developed his iman in Allah that he became known as Khalilur Rahman, the close bosom friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has honored Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to that extent that every Muslim, your salah does not conclude without you making salawat on Ibrahim and on Muhammad and his beloved family, and then also on Ibrahim and his illustrious family. The true spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is found in Islam. Therefore, he was proud being a Muslim. And he is known as the father of all faiths. Because he really laid the foundation of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a Hajj, when he goes to Mecca, he goes with that intention for hidayah, for guidance not only for himself, but guidance for humanity to come. Because Allah says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives hidayah, Allah guides whom Allah wills. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah gives us his examples, how to find that nur. It reminds me once when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised his hands to the Sama and he would say, oh Allah, put in every limb of mine your light. Put on my tongue your light, put in my eyes your light, put in my ears your light, put in my mind your light. Let I be surrounded with your light, O Allah. Put on my right light, put on my left nur, put in front of me nur, put behind me nur, put in my qabr nur, let my every flesh be nur. Because nurun ala nur, the real light that we ought to bring in our life is the nur of Allah. And once you bring that life, the more you bring la ilaha illallah within you, you will see the dhulumat, the darknesses will disappear. It will fade away. It will vanish. Mag Allah vir ons die verstaan en gee. This journey, it's a journey that the Hajji undertake to come onto a path of hidayah, of guidance. It's a journey where genuinely we will make tawbah between him and Allah. Tawbah of every evil of the past, of every sin of his past. Evils that knowingly, unknowingly, he was indulging in whilst at work, whilst at with family, etc. He will ask Allah for pure forgiveness. Because the hujjaj that Allah has invited to be the guest of Allah, they are known as Wafdur Rahman, the guest of the most merciful kind Allah. They are representatives to Allah's house. Therefore, my dear Hajjis, your actions will either have a good impact or a negative impact on you, your family, your society, and the ummah at large. One labbaik of the guest of Allah, says Rasulullah, ma min mulabbi yulabbi illa yulabba an yamini wa shimali. That one talbiya, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. One talbiya, says Rasulullah, it goes, your voice echoes to the four corners of the world. Like one book's heading says, change your word, change your world. Yeah, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us one word of saying, yeah, I am, O Allah. Yeah, I am, finally, O Allah. That's a statement what Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, the friend of Allah, made. With all the tests that he underwent in his life, finally he says, "Inni dhahibun ila Rabbi sayahdin." I am walking, I'm going, I'm leaving. Whatever environment I'm leaving, that's how the hujjaj also live. From everything they've been attached to all their life, they've got to now detach that. And they are going now where the soul longs them to be, on the holiest of journeys. The great migrate, like nature migrates, the birds migrate once a year, the buffaloes, the bees migrate in Africa. From as far as Australia, they migrate there to South Africa, to Africa. Allah affords once in a lifetime for man to migrate to a place that he once were in the loins of the father Adam alayhi salam on Arafah. Where we all were like small ants from the loins of Adam scattered on Arafah. And Allah the Creator just announced to us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I your Lord? And we all said, Bala, certainly, no doubt, you are our Lord. And Allah Ta'ala says, this earth will be a testimony that you all said, of course, you are our Lord. Therefore, the hearts long for those grounds of Arafah. There's nothing there. There is immaterial, just sand dune there. Not gold, not dinars, not dollars, nothing. It is basically Allah that wants you to be there in remorse and anticipating Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness, so that when you leave that space, you must leave like the day you came out of the womb of your mother, completely pure and innocent. May Allah grant it to us all, inshallah. A hajj maqbool and a hajj mabroor, inshallah. Therefore, there's a hadith where our beloved Rasul Sallallahu said, "La tazalu hadhihi al-umma bi khair ma'azzamu hadhihi al-hurmah haqqa ta'zimiha." That my ummah will remain on good as long and until they still show respect to the great sanctity of the Kaaba, this great sanctity of the Haram of the Kaaba, the great sanctity to the Maqam Ibrahim, to the Safa, Marwa, to everything that the Hajj entails. For as long as the Ummah will remain on good, as long as they show that respect to the entire Haram of Makkatul Mukarramah, may Allah grant us that respect. Because respect goes a long way, my dear friends in Islam. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted a family's sacrifice. That's why it's called qurban. Because the root letter is qaruba. In other words, in essence, for the soul to draw close to Allah. But Allah chose a family. And what better family than the closest friend to Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah chose them. Allahu Akbar. Chose them first of all. Allah Ta'ala chose his second wife. And she's an African. He was gifted this lady Hajar. And she became the best model of mankind till Qiyamah. Imagine. Nur of Hidayah she had in her heart. When she was there in Makkah, there wasn't a blade of green grass, no water. Ibrahim left her there and she just asked, "Ahada Amrullah?" That's the only statement that you will find in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Muwatta, in any kitab. Is this Allah's command? She understood Allah. Ibrahim just nodded his head. Then she said, "Idan la yudi al waqt." Then don't still prolong. This is now me and my Allah. So he's in the desert, Bruce. So he's Ali Dasu. With a papa baby. No resources. Just leftover water in a leather bag. And a few rations, whatever she was surviving on. But she started to hawk the hawk. She's hawking those hillocks from yitha to titha. And she's looking for any sign of any caravan. Because it's human nature survival. And while she's doing that, she's talking to her maker. Put all the hujjaj on Arafah. And all their cries and all their appeals, it cannot and will never ever come to this one lady of Africa that was appealing to Allah, that Allah made a decision, that Allah Ta'ala could just fill her breast with milk. But Allah Ta'ala brought Zamzam as a hidayah for mankind till the end of time, one of the greatest wonders and miracles that you can ever witness on earth. We're talking about the great 10 of the world, or the big this and the big that. That is one of the greatest kudrats to witness because of the qurban, the great sacrifice that lady did for tawheed. Allahu Akbar. Allah loved that act so much. And the act of that little innocent child, that Allah has made it compulsory, whatever madhab you are from, no matter what Muslim you are, Hajj is not completed, no Umrah is completed, but you got to walk Safa wal Marwa. Then Allah then sent a verse to say, "Inna Safa wal Marwa ta min sha'airillah." That Safa and Marwa is of the symbols of Allah. فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليهما أن يتوف بهما. There's no sin upon you. You come for Hajj or Umrah to walk that walk. To all marriages, but this is a walk of a lady that walked for water. Allah wants you to feel that walk. Even though it's marbled, even though it's air-conned, Allah wants you to reflect on the walk of guidance. What are you walking for there? Allah wants you to appeal. And so we can go on and on. May Allah give us understanding. So Allah loved the sacrifice of this family that Allah has left in the Quran, Surah Ibrahim. And in Surah Ibrahim, I want you for homework just to scan it. You get to see 8 to 9 Rabbanas. What do we learn? He became such a friend of Allah. Whatever he asked Allah, Allah granted him. He was genuine in his talk when he said, ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم. Oh Allah, I'm here. It's only desert. But here, Allah, you want me, because no arms man, even no boat in construction, even no daga cray and a mixture cray and proper rocks cray. It wasn't easy. It was an amanat. But he had the honor to build, to reconstruct Baytullah. And he was assisted with a scaffold. Only the builders will understand how important that scaffold is. That a scaffold would straight this, Bruce. And that would have hit the dagan and hit the mingsel, backskin for backskin. The Hajar al-Aswad was like a meteorite that came from the heavens above. And Allah Ta'ala, they had to go seek for that stone. And little Ismail found that stone. And he called his father to assist him to bring it there. And that was for last. When they finished the building without Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam knowing, Allah loved this act so much because he's saying in the du'as, Allah must accept it. And Allah did accept it. Then Allah told him in this haram year, O Ibrahim, you must call Cape Townians for Hajj. You see, Allah, ma'ukhat mistim kaab tukhat. There was no surround sound, no system, nothing. Allah says, Nada wa alayna al-balagh. You just call that soft voice of yours, but we will respond to it. Allah has written out to Ibrahim, alayhi salam, had stand up Jabal Abu Qubays, the on a high level there, and he just called to the right. He called with a heart of hidayah. And he said in the dua, وَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي O Allah, like a child wants to every time sip the mother's breast. أَيْوَلَ دَعْفِسْ Likewise, Ya Allah, let mankind always want to come back and back to this Baytullah, to hold unto the Baytullah. May Allah see verstaan en gil. The ulama explained for us, why is Ibrahim alayhi salam, only him as a prophet, compared to thousands of prophets that Allah's handpicked with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in at-tashahud salah. Why not the other prophets? Having zoomed into every prophet was unique in its own way. But when it came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam at the Baytullah there, in his time, 5,000 years ago we're talking about, he said, Oh Allah, You sent a man, and he understood who it is, Ahmad Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of prophets that's going to revive this deen to humanity. You sent a prophet, you zaki him that will go internally and cleanse and purify the heart of mankind. Wa yu'allimuhumu al-kitaba wal-hikmah, and he will come with a divine book that will stand the test of time, the Quran, that will... He will become a muallim, he will teach them. And he will be the practical demo for that Quran. When he says establish salah, you will say, Sallu kamara aytumuni usalid. Make salah the way I perform salah. When he says go for hajj, you will say, Khudu anni manasikakum, do the hajj the way I did it. And if you study Ibrahim and Muhammad, the whole Hajj is to do about the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only for Hujjaj going to Makkah, when they leave behind their family, the families will engage also in the days of Tashriq with the Qurban. While the Hujjaj will say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. On the day of Eid al-Adha, back home, the family will sit and they will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Huwallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar walil. That is a classic, my bro. It's raak for you. And Nesu Raqat Hajji. You will only understand it once you undertake this journey. Mahalo Subhastan al Khid. So this Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's so many verses. Time doesn't allow me. But imagine, just look how Allah highlights the Ibrahim. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Indeed for you all, there's the most noblest of examples in Ibrahim's entire life. And those that were close to Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj. No prophet. He came right to Salah in front. As he's now leaving, Ibrahim alayhi salam got hold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam told Muhammad, Ikra'i ummataka minni as-salam. Give my salams for your ummah. Say Allahu Akbar. There is a close connection. How honored was Muhammad to meet the great giant Ibrahim. Give my salams for your ummah. And then the second thing he said, and tell your ummah that the Jannah's grounds is fertile. They must continue with Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. This is the boskap from the friend of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the ulama say, and deeper than that, why his name is special with his family in the tashahud itself. How Allah singled out his name in the tashahud. Because if we look at Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, this is the tawheed that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam vested to us. The maqam Ibrahim, you know, the most virtuous place in the tawaf when you make salah is by the maqam Ibrahim. Any aspect, there's the maqam. Stand for that. Allah tegen los innige footprint van innige mensen van die creation van Allah in Bad Ibrahim. Zijn footprint is daar, van die scaffold. Wattakhidhu min maqami Ibrahim musalla. Make your salah by that footprint there. En zit er zeg aan bid die klippie, of zeg bid een god daar zo de Ghazal al-Aswati. Word die woorden van Umar ibn al-Khattab, toen hij kom om te zoen die Ghazal al-Aswat. Hij zei dat die manskap handel kan worden. Ya Hajar Aswat, O klip. Inni a'lam annaka Hajar, I know you only a klip. Walau la ra'aytu nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqabbiluk. If I had not seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kiss you, I would never kiss you. The word of envy? Umar ibn al-Khattab. Because idols was gewis voor die tijd van die Ghalishta Rasul. Nabi abolished all shirk, all idols. You know? But that is not, that is like the push button for you when you start your tawaf, you know? So you answer, kabel kerig when a tumble dryer. Dan zet je tumble dryer weg. Weg is hoe niet, bro, je moet die knopje. Druk, oké, maar bedankt met technology, kan je zeggen, jij, weg. Dan gaat die ding was nog weg, bos, man. Dan zeg je, technology is ook daar, maar nonetheless. Safa Marwa goes back to Ibrahim's family. The Romul Jimar to throw the pebbles goes back to Ibrahim and his wife and his son when the Iblis tried to take them away from Allah. They cast the pebbles there. What are you casting today? They say, when you are walking with those pebbles, whatever's in your old DNA and you are throwing, Allah will let you remove all the major sins of your life. Just by you casting at those jamarat, Bismillah, Ridan lirrahman, Rahman lishaytan. And that very exact site the Hujjaj will witness, where there's a little tomb to show us, there is where Ibrahim had to go when it was asked that, oh Ibrahim, you say you love me so much. I am putting to another test the most beloved at your old age that you got for Ismail. I want you to sacrifice him only for my love. If you really claim that you are loving me, my dear friends in Islam, he was ready for that sacrifice. Also, mine can die perceived. Of what a gehalte. Het hy gekom om te wis, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mag Allah ta'ala van mij en van u die verstaan en gezegd, amin, mijn geliefde broers. Toen wij leren hij van Dazi, Allah legt het in de Koran, wa is Yarfau Ibrahim al-Kawaid bin al-Bayt wa Ismail. When they laid the blocks of the Kaaba, but the most important thing he left in the Quran, Rabbana, taqabbal minna inna kanta sabiul alim. Oh Allah, please accept it from us. And Allah Ta'ala accepted. You know, it is the most oldest house in the world. There's a new church that opened up here in Claremont. For any of you, if you go for a bride there by Newlands Forest, and it comes door time on a Saturday or Sunday, just leave the bride, the menfolk. You just go under the tunnel from the highway. On the other side there, there's a church there, you see? Not far, just there on the left side. There's two a garage, a petrol garage station. Cleaner, Mui church. The government said it's changed now into a masjid takbir. But the government said it will be a masjid, a place for Muslims. But leave it like a church on the outside because it is what?
Heritage,
bros. You know, my dear friends, this heritage, this church is maybe 300 years old. How old is the Kaaba? Say for me, my bros. Allahu Akbar. Dabo seka. Os Islam. It is unique, my koi van alles, my bros. Mag alles je verstaan. How old is the Kurban? What us doen? Huh? Het gaat terug 5000 jaar van Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Huh? Hoe fijn is al onze ibada? Mag Allah ons je verstaan en geef mijn broers in Islam. Therefore, our beloved Rasulullah, he loved Ibrahim and his family so much that when he came for his hajj, he came at the age of 63. He made Qurban himself with his own hands of 63 sheep. With that intention, he is 63 years old. He bedankt for Allah, for all the ni'mas that Allah for him. Imagine of me not that he had done, my geliefde broers in Islam. And ook, there's a riwayat that says, you can do to him make the opoffering of a skaap. And the skaap for the ummah, for the what he can afford. So lief was he gewis for the ummah. Maar mijn broers in Islam, vandaag kan je afford voor jou en je vrouw en je kennis, kan je afford een cellphone. Hoeveel is een cellphone vandaag? 3000, mijn broers, voor een normal jene. Ja? Ik praat hier van een normal jene. Zij min, mijn broer, ze heeft geen geld om een sacrifice te geven voor Allah. Nee? Allah wil niet een schaap, ik sla je niet. Maar Allah wil in jouw hart, mijn broers. Allah zei, لَيْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُخُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah says, I don't want your meat. You're going to get distributed to the poor and your family and for yourself. You can also eat the promise. But Allah says, I want your heart. That is it. Allah wants you to celebrate Islam connected to those ambassadors that's going for Hajj. When they're going to be in Arafah and Mina, Allah wants you all to partake and be busy with takbir. But Allah wants you to smell like sheep. Allah wants to hear in your homes, there is meh, meh, meh. Allah, hoe van die, my broers? Die skape kijk voor en toe, dat Allah gaat gesacrifice op Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. Huh? Hier in de Islam say, if you had the means, and you don't make a sacrifice for the days of Tashriq, then don't still come with a nice garb and a nice takbir for it. Now, Bible is a warning. Don't forget what's the essence of Eid al-Adha. Because that one sheep at your Qurban, it will protect you on any mishap in this world and the next. There's no money given better for the days to come when the Hujjaj is in Makkah than to go get the best sheep. As Aisha radhiyallahu anha says, that there's no deed on the day of Eid al-Adha more beloved to Allah than blood being split for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every part of that sheep, every part of it is going to be for you a witness, yawmul qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, the rewards of it. Therefore choose the best of sheep. Then Allah ta'ala is going to give you the best of the rest. Because when Sahaba asked, what is this Qurban, Rasulullah said, it's a sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. What did we get in the deal, O Prophet of Allah? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for every hair, there's good into your account, Yawmul Qiyamah. I've heard people, they've said every year, I just do one Qurban, but Mawlana, through that one Qurban, Allah's opened up so much doors, and Allah's prevented so much of balas. May Allah Ta'ala only accept it, inshallah. My brothers, was end of, but it's a reminder for us. When you look at this week, the media is reporting that the protests are becoming violent. 99% of the violence is coming from the police. As part of outside of Gaza, throughout the world, met also a youth, also lutfala. The forthcoming youth, Mr. Bruce in Islam. It's pathetic they are scared of students whose only crime is to stand with Palestine armored with their voices. Then for Ochen Sineka Club, at South California University, Muslim students, they're busy there camping, and the police are stabbed with tear gas and ghouta. Allah Ta'ala, that non-Muslim people are surrounding the Muslims and saying, wait, it's waqtu time, it's our salah time, and they're engaging in prayer. And the other army is there, the police forces is there, the Christian men are amal, fastmakala a chain. Our Muslim brothers are praying, mag Allah for the hidayah, geliefde broers in Islam. Die ding ruk oral in die wêreld. Die Freedom Flotilla, they were denied passage to Gaza. Wat sê hulle? Hulle sê, we are not fighting against Zionism. We are also fighting against their slaves. The Palestinians are struggling since 75 years, but they never lost their iman. So we are not going to lose our hope, say Allah. We will go together. Inshallah, that flotilla had come, inshallah. And Uara speak it and say Allah, one solution, one revolution, intifada, revolution. There's only one solution, intifada, revolution. Do you get what the slogans, the youngsters in America and Australia and Uara? Every time the media lies, a little girl in Gaza dies. Not in conflict, not a whore. Say it loud, say it more. Free, free.
Palestine.
Free, free.
Palestine.
Free, free.
Palestine.
This is a battle for humanity. The world is changing. It is the most darkest stage in Palestine's history, but it is pre-dawn darkness. Ons appeal vir ons hujaj, moet nie vergeet, of hulle te keep in hulle hart en hulle du'as, inshallah, because there are mujahideen underground. There are mujahideen above the ground. There are mujahideen above the ocean, saying to Gaza and to the Palestinian people, lastum wahdakum, that, oh, our people in Palestine, you are not alone. The Zionists should know that no matter where in the world we are, for as long as we are breathing, Palestine will always belong to the Muslimin. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. We make dua for Ayan Dolly, the grandchild of Marwan Baruchi, son of Yusra Baruchi. He's sick in hospital. May Allah for him relief. Shifa Kamil, inshallah. Bastahur, inshallah. We are Abu Bakr and Adila Jacobs. Abu Bakr is a goeie. It's a school buddy, gewis, goeie soccer player. Stand for Abu Bakr. Stand for Abu Bakr. You can sit down, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr and Adila Jacobs going for Hajj, inshallah. May Allah for him salama treble. Ghi. Alisterte, and Hajj Makbul, my broer. Abu Bakr Adla Jacobs, Sunday the 26th, leaving 2 o'clock from 11 Pretoria Street, Southfield, inshallah. Better known, formerly known in Parkwood as Bubi, inshallah. Okay, Ridwan Sukha, where is one? Where is one? Sako Opa Ridwan? Ridwan Sukha, the son of late Haji Fatima, Abu Bakr Sukha and the wife Salama, daughter of Haji Fatima, Muhammad Amin Safuddin, inshallah, is going for Hajj the 18th of May. 19th Teal Road, Grassy Park, maar ons salama treble ge, inshallah. En ook, jylle imam is so goed toe, inshallah, next week, Wednesday, Gaat ik een goed saaf in de woord bijtullah. Ik ga mijn naam te guide als een goed judge. Mag Allah me sterker geven. Dat ik kan bestaan of guidance assistance voor die goed judge. Inshallah, shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, jamaat muslimin. Just one announcement, alhamdulillah. The international istima is taking place. It's in the Camperdown Darul Uloom. And it will be taking place the 18th, 19th and the 20th of October. Anybody who's interested in wanting to participate in this amal and to partake in the istima, you can contact our brother Aziz sitting here. And he's a contact person. The cost will be now initially, it might come down, but the current cost now, so long while they are still searching for buses and transport, is now 2,000 rand per person. I think that includes meals and everything. So it might come down also, inshallah. So the more people is applying, the cheaper it will be, inshallah. Also, so make the intention, brothers. It's the international ijtima. And all the ulama across the world will be there. So there's a lot to be learned, inshallah. Here's one notice that came in now. Can I make this one now? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salam. I'd like to request the masjid to make dua for Wazir and his wife, Zainab. What is this name? Zaida. Leaving for Umrah next week, Friday, with the children, inshallah. Kind regards, Zakullah Khair, and that is for Wazir and Zaida going for Umrah, inshallah. So, shukran, Zakullah Khair.
Ya Mustafa, kullu shayin lillah,
ya nuran min nurillah.
Ya Mustafa.